Good morning. I'm Mark Allen with Gaper.io, and I'm here today with Trevor Zender, the CFO of Extend. Good morning, Trevor. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. So to start with, can you share a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
Yeah, definitely. I started my career at EY. Most of my clients were in tech and real estate, which is probably no surprise given I was based in the Bay Area. After working there, I basically kind of got sick of kind of doing 2 to 3 week engagements, working with tremendous people, but then having to leave. So I knew I wanted to move in into a company full time, ended up leading for DocuSign into their strategic finance organization to help grow and scale that business. Worked with a lot of great teams and then obviously helped that company eventually go public. After we went public, I decided to, you know, my next adventure would be Facebook, where I supported the family of apps, which would be the Facebook Blue app, Instagram Messenger, and WhatsApp. And then that's actually during this time when I actually started my own consulting firm, which is called Tactic Ventures, which we mainly work with early stage companies on strategy management, corporate and financial planning, and fundraising. And I basically consulted with Extend for about 6 months. And then I decided to join them full time as the CFO in March. And I've been here ever since and absolutely loving my time with Extend, working with a couple former colleagues from DocuSign who are the founders. It's been a great experience.
Well, interesting timing to start at a company. And then I have to ask you, since you worked at, you said Facebook, right? Did you do that commute down to Menlo Park?
Yes, that's a great question. And yes, I did do that commute to Menlo Park, which I have to admit, it's worth it if you've seen that campus. They have a lot of great stuff going on there. And then actually on the second half of probably my time at Facebook, I actually had two basically, you know, I guess workspaces, one in the main campus in Menlo Park and the other one in the SF office, which is, you know, right next to Salesforce Tower.
Yeah, interesting. And I've driven by that many times now. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with that campus once everything goes back to normal, now that everyone's working remote there. Would you agree?
I couldn't agree more. It's going to be very interesting to see how almost all the big tech companies that have these, you know, amazing campuses do, you know, after things kind of, I would say, go back to normal if they do.
Yeah. So now we brought up what has been your experience with remote employment, both, you know, pre-COVID and now post-COVID, since have you actually even been into your office for Extend?
Yeah, definitely. So I've actually been very fortunate to have a pretty flexible work schedule for some time now. You know, back during my time at DocuSign, it was very normal to work remotely one day a week, which obviously it's a great thing. It just creates flexibility. And then at Facebook, I actually believe we had a similar option, not actually something I took advantage of, because honestly, once again, the Facebook campus is amazing and one of the many perks of working at a company like that. So I've actually always had the option of working remotely, at least part of the time. But overall, this is really the first time I'm ever, you know, kind of doing it day in and day out, and probably planning to do it, you know, going forward as well.
Interesting. And so what do you think is the future of remote employment, both, you know, from a standpoint of someone who does it and as a CFO, since you see the bottom line, the effect of, you know, having less expenses is on a company?
Yeah, definitely. I'm very bullish on remote employment. And I think you kind of said it, you know, one is from like a numbers perspective. I think sometimes it makes a lot of sense depending on the company's size and stage. But I think the most important thing really is from an employee perspective and kind of, you know, making sure you're doing everything you can to support them. So I'm very bullish on it. I do think that, you know, from this perspective, everything we're going through right now, we've created a broader acceptance for remote working going forward. And I just think it's going to be more common, you know, as we basically kind of hopefully get out of this current place that we're in right now with the pandemic, just because that's this flexibility that we're giving to employees, hopefully all companies are, yeah, I think is definitely very rewarding.
No, I agree. I think a lot of companies are thinking about what they're going to do. And I have a funny feeling that, you know, it's going to be the hybrid model once things hopefully return to normal, which should be hopefully soon, now that the vaccine's starting to roll out. The first one was administered yesterday in England.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. And yeah, the vaccine's obviously fantastic news. The hybrid model, in my opinion, honestly, feels somewhat of like a no-brainer, as long as, you know, companies can feel that these roles and these teams can do it. That's something that obviously we're looking forward to very much doing here at Extend. And like I said, I think it's just a tremendous, you know, thing to offer to employees. Everyone's going through different things, whether you have family or you're taking care of loved ones. So yeah, being flexible and having a hybrid model at the very least seems like the best thing to do.
Yeah, I agree. So tell us about Extend. What is your product? What are your services? Who's your target audience? All those things.
Yeah, definitely. So Extend is a tech company based in San Francisco. And what we do is we work with merchants and retailers to offer extended warranties and protection plans so that they can benefit from this offering, similar to the Amazons, the Walmarts, and the Best Buys of the world. We actually merged with Aon Warranty Solutions, a division of the $43 billion public insurance brokerage, to administer the programs and build a modern technology, customer-first experience from start to finish. So basically allowing them to offer these extended warranties and protection plans to their customers.
Very interesting. So you actually do have part of your company deals with the consumer, correct?
Definitely. Yeah. It's the, obviously after a warranty or protection plan is sold, the customer who, let's just say, buys those headphones and has that, we will actually be the administer of that warranty. So they'll be working with our customer team, which is why, a customer first kind of mentality we have at Extend is so important, because we are working not only with the merchant or the retailer, but we are also working with the customer.
Yeah. So the pandemic hit everyone in the Bay Area. You know, March 16th was the official shutdown date. And I'm assuming you had people going into the office. So what effect did that have on your company? And as the CFO, I'm assuming some of your cost increased because of that, correct?
Yeah, definitely. So overall, when I actually officially started at Extend in March, but I was working with them obviously from a consulting perspective beforehand. So I actually got to see what our kind of company culture was like before, and then obviously after we made the change. And we actually were already very pro remote working in terms of how we were scaling the business. So the change or the effect it had on our business was actually a little bit more seamless than I probably would think for most. Also, given our size at that stage, we were around 30 people at the time when we went fully remote, and we've actually already scaled to a little over 100 by now. So we've actually onboarded more people remotely than we have, I would say probably in the normal piece when we were all in the office.
Wow. So that's quite a lot of growth. And are those people all over the country or the world, or are they all based in the Bay Area?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. So they're actually all over the country. Most of them, I would say, probably still were based in the Bay Area, but probably have moved out since, given our flexibility, which I think is great. But yeah, we're definitely all over the United States, and hopefully looking to expand internationally in the future.
Yeah, and I don't know if you're seeing it where you live, but I've noticed people from who lived in the San Francisco in the city proper are moving out to the suburbs where I live. So we actually have housing prices here are going up. Is that true where you live?
Yeah, definitely true. And I think it makes a lot of sense. It's depending on what you're kind of looking for. We're probably just kind of expediting the regular change that we would expect to see from certain groups and demographics. But it's definitely something I'm seeing here, which kind of isn't a surprise if we all think about it. We all just want to live a little bit closer to Mark.
Yes, so I agree. So finally, there's companies like Gaper that help develop, build, and scale products. How important do you think these types of situations, like even for your company, that now that everything's remote, will companies be looking to use more of these services going forward since they don't really need to have people coming into the office every day?
Oh, definitely. I think it would be extremely important. I think, obviously hiring is probably one of the biggest factors in a company's success. Other than obviously having a great culture, team, and plan and whatnot, and product market fit, but hiring is usually one of the biggest factors. And so I think, definitely utilizing something like that would definitely kind of help solve not only capacity problems, but also now where we have probably a healthier view on like what we think of remote working and whatnot and how to scale businesses, it makes a lot of sense.
Yes, no, I agree. Well, Trevor, I want to thank you for your time today. I wish Extend all the luck in the world and yourself personally. So have a great day.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Mark. Have a great one. Bye-bye. Okay.